Your Highness, are you all right? I'm coming in. Forgive me, Your Highness. I heard you cry out in your sleep. Is there something wrong? Far be it from me to question you, Your Highness. I am always at your service, and if you tell me all is well and wish me to leave you to your rest, I will do so immediately. But in my capacity as your guardian, you appear to be distressed. I can see, even from here, you are trembling and sweating. So, if there is anything I can do to help you, please allow me to do so. A nightmare. I see. May I sit beside you on the bed, Your Highness? My apologies, Your Highness. I know you say we've known each other long enough for us to ignore such formalities, but old habits die hard, Your Highness. Please forgive me, but even with as close as we've become over these months, I'm not sure I am at liberty to address you by name. You know, court decorum is strict about that sort of thing. Of course, princess, then. Whenever I had nightmares as a child, my mother would come sit beside me. I would lay my head on her chest, and as she stroked my hair, I would tell her about the dream. She told me that dreams had weight to them, with bad dreams being too heavy for one person to bear alone. But if you shared it with one who loves you, they could help you carry that weight. Princess, please forgive me if this oversteps my bounds, but seeing as how your mother has long since gone, if you wish, you can share your burden with me. And I will help you to bear it. Alright, princess. Come over here. Lay your head down on my chest. Don't worry. There's no one around to see us and spread a gossip amongst the court. It's just you and me. Very good. Are you comfortable, princess? Excellent. Now, I'm going to slowly stroke your hair while you tell me all about your nightmare. I see. Right. Oh, Princess, I'm so sorry. No wonder you were so distraught. It'll be all right. You can cry if you need to. I'm here for you. Princess, no. It was just a bad dream, nothing more. You aren't that person anymore. You're a brave and beautiful lady. It does not matter what people thought when you were born, or how you were raised before you realised they were wrong. What those venomous lords say behind your back when they think we cannot hear them. You are a princess. You know it. I know it. Your father knows it. The court apothecary who brews your treatments knows it. And those spoiled servants in court will learn it. Even if I have to teach them at the point of my blade. Never forget, Princess. You are lovely and kind and clever and so very wonderful. Princess, no, I am not just saying that because I am sworn to serve you. I meant every word. Look at me, Princess. I did not just pledge to protect you with my life, but also my honour. When I knelt before you and swore my oath, I swore to the gods above that I would always be honest and true to you, that I would never lead you astray. And please believe me, Princess, that on my honour, I would never ever tell you false, even if just to make you feel better. So, when I tell you, Princess, that you are the most radiant and amazing woman that I've ever had the fortune to know, that I thank the gods every day I spend by your side, you'll have no doubt that it is true. Your Highness, it's all right, Princess. I'm sorry, I was just surprised. No, Princess, I'm not upset. I'm not upset at all. I simply wasn't expecting that. I didn't know that you fancied other women. No, you never told me, Princess. Well, I'm sure I would remember something like that if you had. Come to think of it, despite how much time we've spent together, I can't recall you ever mentioning anyone that you had feelings for. Because you never thought she could ever return your... Princess, do you have feelings for me? No, Princess, I didn't mean it like that. That's not why I'm panicking. Honest. It's just that I... Princess, please take my hand. When I told you I would never lie to you, I meant it. But there is something I've never told you, that I've been keeping from you because I could not dare. Even now, I'm not even sure I can get the words out. Oh, to hell with it. Oh, gods. That was even better than I imagined. How long? For a good while, Princess. I don't know when it happened. It was so gradual, but the more I got to know you, to see the real you, not just the persona you put on for court, the more I grew to love you. Until one day I realized I was in love with you. What do I mean by the real you? Oh, you silly girl. I mean, the kindness and compassion that you hide, lest others take advantage of it. The wit and intelligence you so often hold back, so those schemers will keep underestimating you. Your eagerness and your boundless curiosity, but also your vulnerability that just makes me want to just take you into my arms and keep you safe from all those nightmares, both the ones that plague your sleep and the ones that plague the world. Oh, Princess. I've never seen this side of you, though. So bold. So confident. I think I'm going to love this aspect of you as well. You know exactly what you want, don't you? Then tell me. Tell me you want me, Princess. Wait, Princess. I'm sorry, Princess, but before we go any farther, I need to make something clear. I have no interest in just some casual tryst. I'm not a conquest or a dalliance. I have already pledged to you my life and my honour, but that's not enough for me. I would give you my heart and my soul as well, but only if I could have yours in return. I would give you all that I am, Princess, but I want all of you as well. Thank you, Princess. Thank you. Now, let me show you all of me. Will you just sit there on that bed? I'll take off my tunic and my breeches and well, does my body please you? I know I've probably got a bit more scars than you're expecting. Princess, you're simply too sweet. You're making me blush like a lady in waiting. But now it's your turn. I want you to take off your nightdress and show me all of you. I understand your shyness, Princess, but you must trust me. I wouldn't be asking this if I wasn't sure that it's what I wanted. And I promise you, there's nothing you have that I won't love. Princess, you are absolutely magnificent. Your feminine curves, your soft skin, and these exquisite breasts. Court apothecary is some kind of magician. Please, hold still, Princess. Let me just run my hands slowly down your graceful arms, then over to your sides. Oh my. I do so love seeing you shudder under my fingertips. Then reverse course up to these absolutely gorgeous breasts of yours. Oh, Princess, that moan you made when I simply brushed your nipple was just so delicious. I wonder what sound you would make if I were to just pinch it a little. Oh my, that one was even sweeter. Now I'm curious as to just what you would do if I were to quite a lovely sound, Princess. Like music to my ears. I think I would fight a dragon just to hear you sing like that again. Lucky for me, though, I don't have to. All I have to do is tend to your other breast. Mm. by the gods, you have the loveliest singing voice, princess. What songs would you sing for me if I were to, say, run my fingers tenderly down your belly while I gently kiss your soft, vulnerable neck? Slowly reaches between your thighs. My apologies, Princess. I should have asked first. Are you all right with me touching you there? Oh, so you want me to touch you there? Your wish is my command, Princess. Yes, that's it. Sing for me, Princess. Let me hear that beautiful voice echo throughout your bedchambers. I want the gods themselves to hear you in the heavens, so they can look down and see what beautiful, luscious woman you've become. Good girl. Like that. Just let go, Princess. Let go of all of your worries and woes, your fears and frustrations. Surrender to the bliss of my fingers on your womanhood, caressing faster and faster. Yes, Princess, keep bucking those lovely hips. Keep grinding into my hand. Don't you dare stop. Not until you have finished. I want you to be thoroughly satisfied tonight, Princess. I want to feel your body quiver in my arms. I want to see that beautiful face in ecstasy. I want you to come and keep coming until you can't possibly take any more. But most of all, Princess, I want you to sing. Yes, Princess, just keep coming for me. Don't hold back. Release it all. It's all right, Princess. I've got you. I'm not letting go. Just relax as you come down in my arms. You're safe with me. Here, let me stroke your hair. Very good. That's it. You can cry. It's perfectly natural. That was a very intense experience for you, Princess. Thank you. Yes, it was for me as well, in its own way. And I so very much enjoyed your singing, Princess. Though you may have woken the entire castle, my love. I'm kidding. The walls are very thick, and your chambers are isolated for your protection, of course. Oh, you mean it wasn't that? It was. Of course I meant it, my love. You want me to say it again? Whatever you wish, my love. I will tell you again. And again. As many times as you need it. So that you will never forget. I love you, my princess. I love you with every fiber of my being. I love you. Thank you, Princess. I can't tell you how happy it makes me to hear you say it back. What's that? Oh, my sweet princess, I'm glad you're so eager to return the favor, but not tonight. It's getting late, and you need your rest. We will have plenty of time later to make each other feel wonderful. Tomorrow night, I'll come to your chambers as soon as everyone else has retired, I promise you. And I will certainly see you bright and early tomorrow. Until then, good night. Oh, you want me to stay the night with you? In case you have another nightmare. Oh, Princess, how could I possibly say no to you when you're looking at me with those pleading eyes? Well, scoot over, my love, and I'll join you under the covers. No night clothes. Just you and me to keep each other warm. Roll over to your side, away from me. That's right. Now, I'm going to curl up behind you and hold you in my arms. Yes, all night, Princess. I'm going to cuddle you while you drift off, and I'm not going to leave your side till daybreak. Yes, we may have to weave some story to tell your handmaidens in the morning, but don't you worry about that. You just relax, let your body and mind unwind, and go to sleep for me. My princess. My love.